At The Rock, I'm learning the Bible and how it applies to my life.
At The Rock, I found God's purpose for my life.
At The Rock, our family's growing spiritually.
At The Rock, I have a great community of friends.
The Rock is not just another church, it's a kingdom experience. Join us for a life-transforming worship experience at any of our three campuses. We can't wait to worship God with you. Visit us at therockwoi.com to learn more. That's therockwoi.com. Coming up next on The Kingdom Voice.
Where is Jesus? And how do you know he lives? That's what people are asking. But the Bible says, Christ in me, the hope of glory. If you want to know where he lives in me. For my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me that I'm his own. Where is Jesus? He's inside of me.
The following message by Apostle Dr. Dana Carson is made possible by DCKM Partners, assisting people to know God, making him known to others, and spreading the kingdom message around the world. Check out our website, drdanacarson.org, where you can hear much more from The Kingdom Voice.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be spread across the world.
DCKM, Dana Carson Kingdom Ministries.
Two of the most researched questions in history are, who was Jesus and did he really raise the dead? While the Bible clearly provides us with the answers to these two powerful questions, it's humanity's acceptance and faith in the biblical responses that matter the most. Experience a firsthand account of those who physically saw Jesus before and after his resurrection, and how the resurrection changed their lives and countless others in today's message, Now Run Tell That, The Eyewitnesses, coming from Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12.
Well, curiosity. Well, if you're a pure atheist, you don't believe in God, there is no religious curiosity. Well, at worst, you would be an agnostic. You believe in the existence of God. You just don't know the specifics about God. But yet and still, something has touched your intellect that says that there is something greater than the reality that I experience. Jesus did not just experience the resurrection. The Bible says he was the resurrection. In John 11, 25, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. The word resurrection means to quicken, to make alive, to be raised from the dead. After his death on the cross, he was buried. And on the third day, the power of God quickened him and he rose from the dead. Resurrection cannot be understood unless we first realize something was dead. So Jesus had to die before he could be raised from the dead. Thus, he was separated from God the Father. And the resurrection of Jesus became the cornerstone of salvation. And people understood, in order to silence him forever, he's got to stay in that grave. If we can't keep him in that grave, we've got some serious problems. Thus, I want you to know, the Romans wanted him to stay in that grave. The Pharisees wanted him to stay in that grave. The Sadducees wanted him to stay in that grave. The scribes wanted him to stay in that grave.
The Sanhedrin wanted him to stay in that grave, because if he did not stay in that grave, then they have committed the greatest atrocity of humanity, for they killed or crucified the Son of God. The Pharisees were particularly interested because they believed in the resurrection. The Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection. So if he were to raise from that dead, it would totally disrupt their entire theology. Hence, there were theories that surrounded the resurrection, the swoon theory, Jesus only fainted. So it was a revival of consciousness. He didn't really die. The stolen body theory, the disciples went to the tomb and stole the body with all of the Roman soldiers around. The mythological theory, the disciples, like other pagan religions about their gods, just believed Jesus rose from the dead, and this belief was derived from their imagination. This type of belief was prevalent among pagans. Then you have the hallucination theory. The disciples experienced subjective vision based on wishful thinking. They were hallucinating that Jesus, they saw Jesus. Then you have the manner of speaking theory. The life of Jesus was so significant while he was still here that his influence touches lives by his powerful lifestyle. So he was resurrected by his life existentially touching lives. But the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a historical fact. There is more proof that Jesus was raised from the dead than Julius Caesar ever existed. The resurrection is recorded as a fact with reliable witnesses. When Mary and others went to the grave, an angel asked them, "Why are you seeking the living among the dead?" After his resurrection, Peter and the other 10 disciples saw Jesus. 500 men saw Christ after he was raised from the dead. Jesus stayed in the earth realm 40 days, teaching and preaching and fellowshipping with his disciples in his glorified body after his resurrection. Therefore, the resurrection is a historical fact. After Jesus' death on the cross, the disciples were a bunch of scared men. But after his resurrection, history records they became bold men and they died for their faith. What happened? What happened was the same power that raised Christ from the dead. It quickened their mortal bodies. Christ has impacted the world more than any person in all of creation. Every time you write a check, whether you're agnostic, atheist, or a Muslim, what you are doing, you have to understand, you are attesting to the resurrection. Everyone's calendar is based on the resurrection. The year 2000 AD, the year of our Lord, Anno Dominion. What we're doing in the calendar is we're saying 2023 years ago, our Savior Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. He was so impactful, he impacts the world calendar. Whether you believe or not, you gotta say, you can't write a check without acknowledging his resurrection. Oh, I wish I had somebody that understands how powerful that is. Never has there ever been a historical figure who has ever changed the calendar. Jesus has so impacted his creation that his creation cannot do business without acknowledging his resurrection. No other event will have such an effect upon the world except the second coming, when he comes and touches his feet in Jerusalem at the Mount of Olives and the Battle of Armageddon. History is his story. He left eyewitnesses, transformed disciples, and perpetuated the survival of Christianity in the framework of our society and with believers worldwide. Our text is found in the context of Sunday morning. I'm going to say that again. Our text is found in the context of Sunday morning. Why don't you hunch somebody and tell them, this is Sunday morning. John in Revelation refers to this day as the Lord's Day. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. Not the Sabbath, the Lord's Day, Sunday. Jesus died as the Passover lamb on Friday, but was raised as Lord and Savior of humanity on Sunday morning. Won't somebody say, thank God for Sunday morning? Come on, why don't you say it like you mean it? Thank God for Sunday morning. Many of you want to know why we gather on Sunday morning. We gather on Sunday morning not because we are Jewish, and we gather on Sunday morning because we are believers in the resurrection. That's why we celebrate Sunday rather than Saturday, because in the grave he rested on Saturday. But on Sunday morning, if God thought something was special about Sunday, so do I.
Stay tuned for more from the Kingdom Voice. We'll be right back after this.
Russia is on the move. Europe is burning. Natural disasters are striking, and global health scares are plaguing the world. Everyone wonders why and how, but where are the answers? As ancient prophecy unfolds before our very eyes, two questions remain. Is this the end? And if so, are we ready for it? Trained kingdom scholar and eschatologist Dr. Dana Carson provides in his latest work, Dispensation 7, Is This the End? An undiluted examination of history and a critical look at the evolution of the church. This book is the answer for those seeking to accurately interpret the dangers that are currently being experienced around the world. This book will answer your most heartfelt questions and how to prepare for Christ's second coming. Purchase your copy now at drdanacarson.org. That's drdanacarson.org. Or call us today at 281-824-4190. That's 281-824-4190.
Now, back to this life-changing message from the Kingdom Voice.
I want to point out just a few things from this text, and I'm going to do it very fast. One is, when we look at this text, what's interesting, with all of the controversy, I remember when I was in the Baptist church coming up as a young preacher, and whenever a woman had to talk, they put a little podium down there. And a lot of times the women presenters had more substance than the pastor. Now, but they made them sit down there, and the kids and other people could not come on these steps. It was like the holies of holies. If you didn't have a rope tied around you to pull you off, it was death for anybody that went up on that stair. And we've had so many myths, and we've had so many watershed theories and thoughts that have dispelled the equality of women and their place in the gospel and their place in sharing about the Jesus. See, what are we sharing in our witness? We're sharing in our witness that he came, he died, just like he said he would, and on the third day, he was raised from the dead. Now, we have a lot of male egos that don't want to hear a woman said, he rise. He was arisen from the dead. I don't want to hear no woman say that. I don't believe in women preaching, but guess what? I don't either. I believe in gospel preachers. But now, this is a point we cannot neglect. The women were the first ones to witness the resurrection, not the disciples. The disciples were somewhere hiding out in the room. If it was up to the disciples, we wouldn't have never known Jesus had raised from the dead. I don't care if you like it or don't like it. I want to say thank God for the women of God. Why don't you clap your hands and say God can still use a woman. Never seen so many male women haters. You must have mama problems. Because if my mama was here today, I'd let my mama come right up here and say something. And y'all say, well, she ain't ordained. I said, no, she my mama. Now, so it was the women that experienced the most profound activity. When they got there, the stone was removed. Who removed that stone? It was removed and the guards were still in place and they didn't even recognize the stone was moved. God only let those women see that that stone was removed. So here's the second thing. The resurrection was a closing argument, which meant they told him, didn't he tell you this? Did he not tell you this? So let me just say this to you. He told you this, and why are you now looking for the living among the dead? We heaven rest this case. This is what he's saying. He's saying we rest our case. There is nothing else that we need to say. The evidence is in the favor of the ministry, the teaching of Jesus. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. Thus, the third thing is, they testified as eyewitnesses. The women. They were the eyewitnesses. And they went and told the disciples what they saw, they heard, and they experienced. But you cannot tell what you do not know. That's the problem. That's why a lot of people get confused and they say, well, I don't want to share nothing with people because you know, I'm nervous, and that's not my personality to share. You don't get confused when you know what you've seen, heard, and experienced. You can ask me a million questions, and I will always know what I heard, seen, and experienced. See, the problem is you try to share the faith of the resurrection of Jesus, not off your testimony, but off of your pastor's testimony, out of your mama and your uncle and your daddy and grandpappy, all of these people, you're trying to share what they experience, not what you experience. You gotta have your own experience. Do you know he got up? I said, do you know he got up? So the angels told them, now go run, tell that. Tell what, Dr. Carson? Tell that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Go and tell them that he that knew no sin became sin, that we may become the righteousness of God created in Christ Jesus. Run and tell them, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Go and tell them, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Go and tell them that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead will also quicken your mortal body. Where is Jesus? And how do you know he lives? That's what people are asking. But the Bible says, Christ in me, the hope of glory. If you want to know where he lives in me, for my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me that I'm his own. Where is Jesus? He's inside of me. If you want to meet Jesus, I want you to know that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. And now Christ is in me, reconciling the world back unto himself. Thus, if you have indeed been raised with Christ, seek those things that are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not things on earth. For you died, and your life is hidden in Christ Jesus. Run and tell that. Somebody say yes! Yes! Hallelujah!
Wow, that was a powerful word today. Truly a life-changing word.
Such an amazing word, babe. I couldn't have said it better. Our apostle, Dr. Dana Carson, preached an amazing word. And I know you're feeling a tug on your heart right now. And that feeling, that's the Holy Spirit. I'm Elder James E. Hedibo, and this is my wife, Brittany. And we're here to help you take that next step in receiving a relationship with Christ. That tugging, the Holy Spirit, desires to have a relationship with you. And so if you would, and you want to be saved, and you want to know what I need to do next, say this prayer after me. And let's accept Jesus into our lives. Dear Jesus, I believe that I'm a sinner in need of grace. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. And I just ask now, Lord, that you forgive me for my sins. Lord, all that I am, all that I'm not, I give to you. Please, Lord, fill me with the power of your Holy Spirit. Lead me, Lord, be ruler and reigner of my life. I pray this now in Jesus' name, amen. If you just said that prayer, congratulations. You are now born again and welcome into the kingdom and into a relationship with Christ.
Amen. And the angels in heaven are rejoicing.
Yeah.
This next step is just as important. Make sure you join us at therockwi.com and get connected, because that next step of getting filled with the word continuously will keep you. Make sure you do that today.
Congratulations and welcome to The Rock.
Thank you for listening to The Kingdom Teaching of Dr. Dana Carson. If you would like to hear this message in its entirety, visit drdanacarson.org/TV. For more Kingdom teachings and transformational messages, subscribe to our YouTube page at Dr. Dana Carson.
Hello, I'm Dr. Dana Carson, affectionately known as the Kingdom Voice, and senior leader of the Rock World Outreach International. I would like to invite you to an extraordinary worship experience with God every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at 4101 Broadway Street in Houston, Texas. You will experience powerful praise and worship. a friendly atmosphere, ministry for the entire family, and a life-changing word that will draw you closer to God. Then on Sunday night at 6 p.m., join us for our Signs and Wonders Miracle Service at our Edgebrook campus located at 9321 Edgebrook. If you're in need of a miracle or breakthrough in your life, The Rock is the place to be Sundays at 6 p.m. Lastly, find me every Wednesday at 7 p.m. as we understand the Bible with Dr. Dana Carson. In this Bible study, you will discover a greater understanding of scriptures and how they apply to your life. If you're not in Houston or the Houston area, you still can connect with us online through YouTube, Facebook, or our website at therockwoi.com. Get ready to experience the power of the kingdom, and I look forward to worshiping with you.
The Kingdom Theological Seminary offers a quality yet affordable theological education for those seeking to increase their kingdom biblical knowledge.
A recent survey revealed a widespread confusion about the Bible's teachings and a drift away from biblical truths. In America's secular culture, studying the truth of God is no longer relevant, and some believe it should be relegated to the educational systems. In order for people to become eternally significant, one must know, learn, and understand the Bible and how it relates to them in a 21st century culture. The Kingdom Theological Seminary is designed with this in mind. At KTS, kingdom-minded leaders and laymen will become a part of a kingdom movement that is training and equipping people through the Word of God, void of the Romanization, Europeanization, colonization, Westernization, and Americanization of the gospel. KTS is a hybrid learning experience with online classes with a focus on kingdom and Pentecostal studies, as well as special weekend activities and classes to meet the needs of busy students from around the world. The master and doctoral programs at the Kingdom Theological Seminary are unique and diverse programs designed to prepare and equip you for various aspects of 21st century kingdom ministry. The hybrid approach to seminary gives us the opportunity to have various professors from around the world, such as Dr. Trevor Grizzle, Dr. Brad Young, Dr. Joseph Walker, and more, teaching and equipping you with a top-shelf understanding of Scripture. The Kingdom Theological Seminary is the seminary of the future and is preparing kingdom leaders for 21st century ministry. Find out more at ktseminary.com and prepare to expand your biblical understanding. Visit ktseminary.com.
In this gospel of the kingdom, good news spreads across the world.
The preceding broadcast has been brought to you by DCKM Partners, helping people to know God, make Him known to others, and spread the kingdom message around the world. Find out more at drdanacarson.org.
DCKM, Dana Carson, Kingdom Ministries.